welcome to the USEA's official podcast. Our guest today is Kyle Carter, who is coach of Area 3, who pretty much dominated the Adequan FEI North America Junior and Young Rider Championships this year. Kyle, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Both of the team medals and then both of the individual golds and then a bronze. So it's not a bad collection, is it?
It's not too bad. My goal was to have all three individual medals from the two-star competition, so I was a little disappointed with that.
I'm sure there were some celebrations, though, despite your disappointment.
Yeah, we got over it quick.
Well, some of these riders are known to you. They're your own client. You've been training the team as such now for, what, 11 years?
Yeah, it's funny because it was a job that was offered to me for the first year I did it. It was the only year I was supposed to do it. We were trying to rebuild a program that had gotten seriously derailed. At one point, Area 3 was very strong, and it had about three really bad years, and a lot of the kids were disenchanted and didn't want to participate anymore. And a new coordinator came in and basically, you know, asked me to send in an application. I never would have thought about doing it on my own, and I took it on for that first year. It went very well. We won individual gold that year and team one star. I think we were team gold medalists that year in the one star. So it just sort of, you know, the next year I was asked to do it again immediately after that for the next year. And I think in the rules, or not in the rules, but in the suggestions from USEA, that the coach is supposed to be sort of a three-year job. And, it just seems like, I don't know. The longevity, I think, has made it so that it's been able to be successful, because I really understand the young riders. I really understand the competition. I understand the team aspect of it very well from having been so many times. So we've had a lot of success, I think, based upon the consistency, not just of the coach, but of our selectors and on our coordinators. I've been coaching, and there's been five different coordinators in that time. So you have to be able to get along with people well, and you have to be able to sort of guide them. And amazingly, anybody that knows me wouldn't think that would be a strong suit for me, but apparently in this one situation, it actually does work.
And you have a large catchment area in Area 3. There are, what, seven states?
There are seven states, and it's an incredibly incredibly big area and an incredibly strong area for competitions, but we don't have a lot of we don't have a lot of kids to draw from. Like most of the areas, we pretty much take the groups that are available to us. We have had to do selections and stuff like that, but we're not blessed with, like, some of the areas with a ton of riders and to choose from. So we just we've got good ones, and because we have good competitions, we have, you know, well prepared kids, and luckily a lot of the coaching programs that the kids come out of do a great, excellent job of making them A, available to us, and B, making them a real objective and a real plan to get there.
What was the schedule then leading up to the championships to prepare them?
The last we do is we come together for anywhere 7 to 10 days of competition. This year we came seven together. We suggested that everybody ran Chattahoochee, which was 2 weeks out from Young Riders. I think it was two weekends before. So what we did, the kids came there. I had them walk the course with me, and sort of just so they knew, not so that I was walking the course with them, so that they had to listen to me, but so that they understood where I was coming from when we got to Young Riders, and trying to get them so that we were on the same page communication wise. Obviously, they're good riders on good horses, and I just want to make sure that they are understanding what I'm asking of them and how I'm asking it. And then we came down to Florida and spent the last 7 days, I guess, down here, maybe 8 days. And we were fortunate enough to use some really good facilities down here. And basically that time is spent doing individual dressage lessons, very small group jump lessons, a chance for me to really get to see the kids, and for to then also that week is spent seriously pushing on the boundaries of what the horses are capable of on the flat, hopefully. and pushing the kids sort of the same way, so that we can taper down the week of the competition and let them sort of marinate in what they've got going on.
You were well prepared for the heat as well, because it was quite hot, as it typically is in Kentucky in July.
Oh yeah, it was hotter up there than it was here. We had a great session. The one thing in Ocala, though, it does get hot. In the mornings, it's lovely, and then our footing is always probably as good as anywhere in the country. We have great facilities here. If we needed a good vet, there's great vets in the area. It's really nice to be, have that available to you. And then we were lucky enough to use Jackie Marr's place for our conditioning and for our flat work sessions. And then they came and jumped at my farm. I had a bunch of exercises I like to do with them. I knew from going to Young Riders what we were going to expect as far as some of the questions. So it's really easy at my facility. I just set up what I assume is going to be there. And we're sort of trying to tailor the training to getting that, to getting those exercises done. And obviously, it worked quite well. So,
well, let's talk about the performances then, Kyle. So let's start with the juniors, because as well as having Nicole Doolittle with Tops winning the individual title, you took the team there with the Secret Agent, Victoria Clayton, Manhattan with Ashley Dodds, Cinerescent with Diane Portwood, and Nicole with Tops.
Well, it was pretty cool, because we had five 1-star kids, and of those five kids, all five of them jumped double clear on cross country day, and that in itself is a huge accomplishment. They all performed really, really well, and I thought we had a fairly strong team on the 1-star level, but we had a couple of hiccups going into it with a few of the horses and stuff. And Tops lost three shoes in the sort of 7 days preceding. He was just, and his feet are good and everything. It's just sort of bad situations and bad luck, and we had to deal with that. That wasn't a really, it didn't challenge us much, but it certainly didn't help. And then all the kids on that team really just put in real consistent performances. And that's unusual at the 1-star level. The 1-star level, you usually get a lot of kids that come in, you think you got the winning team, and you show up, and all of a sudden you look around at the end of the week. I don't know how that happened, because they just don't, at that age, stay to plan as easily when there's four or five of them. And these kids all did that, and that was that in itself is a huge accomplishment. And then for them to actually be able to stay to the plan and be consistent and put in really good, solid performances through the whole weekend with all that pressure on, because we needed every one of those marks. It's outstanding to see them perform like that. And that's the stuff that they'll carry with them when they get in a pressure situation. They'll know later if they can deal with it. And in sport, that's so important, that you can believe in yourself, that you're not going to choke, that you're going to, you don't have to come back and prove anything, because you can come back to actually really stand out.
Yeah, this is amazing experience for them, isn't it, to put them in a team situation at that young age and with the pressure that goes with it, but also the support of the team and yourself, that some of them, of course, are not exposed to that on a regular basis. So it's great experience, isn't it?
Oh, it's a fantastic experience. Like I've said, I say it to them every year that I go. I've been on four teams in my country, and I went to Young Riders twice. And I remember my Young Riders experiences more than I remember my team experiences for myself, because you're still at that real impressionable age. You're taking it all in, and you're just, you create, the whole Young Riders system is just so fantastic to be exposed to. I mean, the parents and kids and trainers that don't steer their kids towards it, they're missing on a huge opportunity. I've got friends, like one of my best friends is a guy that I met at Young Riders back in the second time that I went, and he's actually our vet for our team at Young Riders now. And just like it's lifelong relationships you develop with these people, and they don't appreciate it unless they go through it. And for them to all have come together. And it was really cool for, Tops has been on our team when Danny Dictine rode him. he's been on our team, I want to say, three times, and I think he's been involved in three gold medal team performances. That's his first individual gold, but I believe he won the bronze at the two-star level with Danny, or silver. I can't remember, but I mean, it's just been a real pleasure to watch a horse like that, you know, keep coming in and putting it out there and being such a, I mean, just such a champion. You know, it's a little bit, when I first saw him when he was 5 years old, I was like, well, it's a bit of a cart horse. But, I mean, Danny DeGrich is producing him. Nicole's done a fantastic thing and getting a lot out of him. And he just continues to just, you know, perform and try so hard. And to be around athletes, both human and equine, and get to watch them and watch them, the real superstars sort of stand out, it's fantastic. And there's a horse that probably will never make a senior team, but by God, he does everything he could at the levels that he's doing that. It's just really satisfying.
And being such a wonderful schoolmaster to these young riders.
Oh, fantastic. But I mean, that's the thing that I think is a little bit lost as well upon, it looks great. We're winning all those medals this year. Fantastic. But here's the thing, is that horse was produced by a young rider into this program, and you know, it's not one of our regular students, but she was very much directed through young riders as far as her goals. There's a horse that was produced by a young rider, two medal performances on our two-star team. The three horses of ours, the gold, the bronze, and the fourth place horse, were all produced by those young riders. That doesn't happen. Most of the time, young riders feel they have to go out and buy horses to make it there. And they're kids. They're all 19 or under, even on our two-star team. They're all young girls. They're producing these horses, and they're young horses. They're seven, and the oldest, well, the one horse of Mary Atkins, I think, is 12. But the other ones are like 7 and 8 years old. And they're, I mean, for them to go out there and be able to put that all together and produce those horses that quickly. They're in good programs. They're obviously riding the right horses, but these kids are like, these are going to be future, senior team riders if they stick with us.
Well, certainly got the grounding there through this program. Let's talk about the young rider team then. Again, team gold medal and the individual medal by Caroline Martin and Quantum Solace.
I was thrilled for, you're real excited for the riders when it goes well. For, Caroline came in, obviously she's got a lot of experience. She rides a ton of horses. She's a great competitor. She's in a very good program that has guided her really well. She rides with Buck Davidson, but he's done an excellent job, again, providing the right horses, but making the production happen with them as well, not just providing the right horses and teaching them how to be monkeys up there, just sort of sitting there, letting a really good horse take them around. She has done a fantastic job producing that horse. He wouldn't be the easiest one on the flat. She rode him brilliantly in the dressage, asked just enough of him. And for her to be able to temper that performance in a situation like that, she was our first rider, and she was one of the first, I think she might have even been the first in the ring for the dressage, which is a terrible place to be in, but it just sort of happened that way. And then for her to carry that through the weekend on cross country, she gave up a couple of time penalties, making sure that she wasn't giving away the mark for the team, which is exactly what I asked them to do. I want to double clear on cross country, but we're there. And so do you feel you can't take the risk? But she went out there and ate it up, ran all the direct routes, which was one of the very few horses that did that on the weekend, and really brought it home and started our day off brilliantly for the competition. So that, and then for her in the last day of jumping, knowing that she had to go in there to put the she'd moved across country, and she had to go in there and ride up against a rider who on pre-level and show jumping, so is so, so good in the ring. And for Caroline and that horse to go in there and, really perform under that pressure was admirable. It was fantastic.
I mean, what were your impressions from that particular championship compared to the ones that you've previously attended? Because the standard seems to be rising in all of the disciplines at young riders, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, we've won team gold now. This is our fifth time winning team gold at the two-star level. We've won back-to-back twice, And we've won it sometimes from the start to the finish and not given it up. And then we've lost occasionally as well. But the really cool thing here, again, is looking at them to know these kids are producing these horses and that they're, you know, they own those performances. Jenny Karras, who was the bronze medalist, made a tactical error on cross country and turned, misread someone standing there guiding traffic and turned the wrong way down the road and had to turn back. And so she gave up the time on the cross country because of that. And it probably cost her, you know, a better medal, but she handled it, got on with the job afterwards, still finished really well and still was fast. And then was, you know, was her biggest thing, which she was very apologetic about having made the mistake for the team. And I mean, she just, they really understand this stuff in a way that most young riders don't. So these kids came in, and she as well worked in a great program. She's with Julie up in Atlanta, and she spent time with Philip. But she, with her education, it's not just the riding education. She understands the sport and the competition. And so it was great for her to, you know, at the end of the weekend, to be able to move back up into a medal position and to be able to really be helpful for that team gold as well. I know her first two-star that she did last year with that horse, I think she had four rails with him. And so she went into show jumping carrying that. I wonder what it's going to be like. And he can be a little tricky. He's a good jumper. We did a few different things with him in the warm-up that I felt needed to happen. And I don't profess to be, you know, to be the changer of it. But I just saw a couple of things I thought we could do in the warm-up that might help him. Whether it did or it didn't, she went in there and rode him very well, had one sort of mistake in one area, and then pulled it again, pulled it together, and really performed. And you know, that's what you got to plus. Again, when they go to the competitions from this, they're going to be able to go in there and say, oh, if things go wrong, it doesn't matter. I can ride through it, instead of when things go wrong, I fall apart. And that's, you know, that ownership's going to make them that much better for the next level.
Well, obviously, you've built a terrific record for Area 3. Is that pressure on you as you go forward to the next championship? Do you think of it that way, that you've got to maintain this form now and there'll be expectations you have to meet?
Yes, absolutely. And that's not because of this, but because for me, if I'm not achieving goals, I'm not interested in it. I don't want to be doing it. When I first took it over, I wanted to see, you know, the program thrive again and a lot of medals. And then as I started to get a better handle, wanted, like the first time we won team gold, I was like, you know what? I want to win back to back, because that would really be something. And then, you know, we have Nana a couple of times. And then there's always been that little bit of a couple of things I've wanted, which is a clean sweep. I'd love to do that through all the medals. You know, we came close this time. I think that's a little bit, I think it's out of reach. But the thing is if you're not working towards that, you're probably not going to achieve any goals. And absolutely. So next year when we go back, if I'm coaching, what I'm going to be thinking is, okay, what I want to do now is duplicate and try and, you know, have that in back-to-back, or if we can do back-to-back in both levels. But I'm not saying that it's going to happen, and it's certainly not like the other areas aren't right now trying to create their programs to make sure that doesn't happen, and I hope they do. But at the same time, with that goal in mind, it keeps me interested in trying really hard to help the achievement of that for those, you know, the riders.
So Coach Carter continues the mission then?
Yeah, maybe. They haven't let me go yet.
Well, again, congratulations, Kyle. A wonderful achievement for Area 3. Thank you very much for sharing those experiences with us.
No problem. Thank you very much.
You can find the full results to the Adequan FEI North American Junior and Young Rider Championships presented by Gotham North at the website youngriders.org. And there will be a comprehensive report on these championships in the next issue of Eventing USA. I'm Chris Stafford, and until the next time, enjoy your eventing.